Alpha, Delta 8 Mike Papa listening. Alpha, Delta 8 Mike Papa listening.
Alpha, Delta 8 Mike Papa, K8PR. Good morning.
K8PR, Alpha, Delta 8 Mike Papa, good morning. Just heading to work and thought I'd give a shout out, see if anybody's awake.
Okay, very good. Sorry, you have to work today. My name is Phil. Papa Henry and Angelima. I looked at the slates of yours. Summer's in my eyes.
Good morning, Phil. Name here is David. I work in the city of Detroit. I'm a lineman for the phone company. And so just about there this morning. How's your morning going?
It's good. Just heading to a charity breakfast we have every week. A bunch of hams get together. So you work for the City of Detroit for the phone system, you said?
I work for AT&T. So my garage is in downtown Detroit area, and of course they tend to send me here and there, so sometimes I get out of Detroit.
Okay. Do you work on all aspects of AT&T or do you specialize in a particular area?
Primarily outside linemen, anything copper, fiber, hotline, internet, T1s, so I've covered quite a bit of it.
Boy, that brings me to T1s. Because I remember when we got one for our business, so excited. Wow, a whopping 1.5 megabits. What are we going to do with all this bandwidth?
I know, so much bandwidth there, incredible. And now I talked a customer out of a service yesterday. She's only going to get 768 kilobits per second, and she wanted to stream TV. I just had to tell her, it's not going to work. You're not going to be happy.
Yeah, yeah. It also brings back memories when I was one of the first people who signed up for that. Oh, what did they call that? The TV service AT&T offered?
Lost the tail end of that transmission there. I think you're talking about DSL.
No, the TV service they offered. What was the name of that? Hit my tongue.
UVerse TV. UVerse TV.
Yeah, that's it. UVerse. I was one of the first people to sign up for it when it came out. And the guy came in to install it. And I said to him, this was a senior installer because he was training people how to do it because it was so new. I said, I think I understand how this works, but tell me if I'm right or wrong. And they said, you got fiber coming to the box that was like across the road from me, and then you've got copper coming in. And I'm assuming when I'm watching TV and I change channels, it's just sending a signal to just send those channels down the copper. Am I right? And the guy just about dropped his, whatever he was holding at the time, and said, you know, I've tried to explain this, how this works to a lot of people, and you're the first one who actually understands it.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, most people don't really get it. It's just all streaming. Well, I'm at the garage now. I'm going to be pulling into the building. I'm going to park, and so I'm going to lose signal. But good to talk to you today, Phil. Enjoy breakfast, and I'll talk to you later. 7388MP.
Okay, Dave, have a safe day. KPR.
What's got you here this morning, Phil?
Oh, good morning. Yeah. Well, with my new setup, I'm usually listening here.
Gone over to the dark side, eh?
Yep. Yeah, I got to cover all those digital modes. Let's see, you got to get a fusion and a D-star in here also. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I wait for the multi-band radio that includes fusion.
Well, I've hit the fusion radio in here, I've hit the D-Star radio in here, and there's just no activity on either one of those that I've been able to tell.
I'm starting to wonder if that DM-8000's ever got materialized. Last word I got was, give me a few days. Emphatically.
Yeah. He was talking to Deb the other day, and I was thinking I should Maybe I should jump on there and ask him if I better not.
Yeah, I'm being extremely patient about it because, you know, what else can I be? And, you know, and if he does something, you know, I really appreciate it. So I really don't want to be a nuisance. But, you know, this just hanging out there. Because I got some money set aside. I just do what Wally did. Get the tape, call it a day.
Yeah. Well, if you want me to try to come, I will. But otherwise, I'll stay out of it. Yeah, I agree. I think that's the best thing. So, all right, Ian. Are you there or on your way?
The Arista just handed me my right now, so in transit.
All right, well, I just got on 75, so.
Okay. Yeah. I am, if I take the long way, I'm a minute.
Okay. I don't know. I'm trying to think where that Starbucks is. Was it south of 12?
Yep. It's in one of the strip malls that they built out front of the old Universal Mall area. The second strip mall.
Okay. Put your seatbelt on.
Hey, there's Jim Fouts. Boy, he looks like a cadaver on upright. Gosh.
Sorry, I must have gone through a bad spot. I went a little digital on me there. What was that?
Well, like I said, there's Jim Fouts out doing his little morning walk. That guy looks like a cadaver, an upright cadaver. He looks like he's an extra for The Walking Dead.
Yeah. He's not in office anymore, right? He's totally out of government.
Yeah, as far as I know, I don't think he's gambling in any way, shape, or form. So, I would say, unless he's trying to dabble, you know, and that's always been his thing. He's always been someone to get involved where he shouldn't. But I don't hear of him anymore, so I doubt it.
Yeah, he reminds me a lot of that lady who was in the Bloomfield Township I told you about before. Fingers in everything. Well, there's not a cloud in the sky. That's a lot better than it was about a week ago. Remember, I was driving down here, I couldn't see the top of Troy with all that haze.
That's right. People were shaking their fists and blaming Canada, and so they got on it and they cleaned it up.
Yeah, is that the stupidest thing you've ever heard? Oh, my God. You could have stopped the smoke from coming in. How? Huge fans?
Well, I think the argument I was hearing was that they mismanaged their forests. And, you know, and therefore this is happening because of their forest mismanagement. It's kind of the bulldozer California argument. The problem with that is that we have no idea the scope of the, you know, cutting fire trails into tundra that those were just ungodly millions and millions of hectare acres, you know, and we also don't, you know, cut all these neat little fireplace populated areas, relatively speaking.
Yeah, and before, you know, even mess with in regard to that, a lot of, you know, that fire that had started when I was there, you know, they're still pointing fingers, saying it could have been prevented if it wasn't for some environmentalist, you know, said, oh, you can't plow over this area because it will destroy this particular species. You know, and the fire smoldered underground for, you know, or just under the surface for a week.
Yeah, most of those arguments are knee-jerk, and if you really investigate, that's not really what's going on. But everything has to get politicized, right or left. If you don't like something, you have to figure out how the other side is responsible. That seems to be the world we live in these days.
Yeah, well, I guess there's a big election this year for the mayor of Los Angeles, and that's, I think, one of the key issues, how she handled that whole thing. I know they fired the fire chief, the lady who was, as they said, was totally mismanaged it. I don't know. You know, like you said, it's all political.
Yep, the world will wake up when they realize that they're being led around by their noses. You know, that we have common things that we should all get together on and not be led around by things that are easily segregating us into camps, because that keeps us to fight with each other. Well, the economy goes into a spiral, a death spiral. Oh, well, don't get me going on this, especially on a very wide forum like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, it was a shame, though. You know, I went back to L.A. last year and saw all the places. There's this one restaurant that we used to go to that and fond memories for me, because it was the when first year her son moved out there, we went out there for his birthday and surprised him at this restaurant. He had no idea we were even in town. And that place burned to the ground and there's nothing left of it. Kind of sad.
Yeah, I can only imagine. You know, I've never experienced fire, you know, in any way. Like, the closest thing I ever had, I've seen the aftermath of, you know, fires. I've driven through areas and you just, it looks like mass devastation. And I've also driven through, I think I might have even told you this story, but I was in Oklahoma. Remember, I was waiting for my son to get out of his training course. You know, we were in Norman. The night before, it was scary tornadoes, you know, like they have there, like, every day, just about. It's crazy. I'm exaggerating, but. And so I'm watching the news to try to get an idea of where the storm fronts are so that we can take, because we were thinking about taking the southern route through Arkansas, Memphis, and up, you know, and up that way, so that I could show him where his sister lived. But the storms were really, really horrible going that way, and so we opted for the northern route, you know, heading up towards St. Louis. And so I get the weather, you know, trying to get an idea. Hold on one sec. So I go to the weather that morning. We're getting ready to leave to kind of see where the storms are in track, and it says, yeah, today we'll have this, 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 and that, and fires. And I says, why is the weather forecast saying and fires? And when we pulled out onto the road that morning, it was unbelievable. There were little columns of smoke going up in the horizon in all directions. And we were driving down the road. We got to this one point. We turned, and everything's on fire on both sides of the road. And there was a path sitting there with his lights on about a half mile up into it. And so it wasn't closed. And so we drove. We're, like, driving through this fire. And a cop just kind of sitting there reading his paper, drinking his coffee, you know, with his lights on and all that stuff as we drive through this fire where we're going. It was really surreal.
Yeah, that sounds freaky. I remember a few years ago when there was fires along the 405 freeway and near where my son was. He said he was driving to work with through columns of fire on each side. That's freaky. I don't know. So, I'm behind a guy with a personalized plate, NHREL. I know that might be the Michigan State plate. Boo.
Go green. Yeah, there you go. I still figure I can try one more time to get my plate, or at least beg them to come up with a, I like, you remember the old plates, the old amateur plates that were, they look like a normal plate, but just down at the bottom, they would just say amateur radio. Why can't they just offer that?
Yeah, really. I got some of those hanging in my basement. yeah, you know, they have how many umpteen different plates you can get now? I don't know. It's about 30 or so. I mean, well, why not offer a secondary amateur plate? We should reach out to them.
Yeah, it seems like something like that would be ideal. I don't know. Why does it have to have some silly graphic on it? You know, I just don't understand that. You know, what make somebody, you know, gets an idea, and it's like, that's the way it'll be. Then they never change it.
You know, whatever plane you choose, you just get it to say Amateur Radio on the bottom instead of the Great Lakes State or something. That'd be nice. So, yeah, I'm assuming this is a personalized ham for the, but who knows? One mate role? I don't know.
It's a call sign. That's the, well, there you go. See, there's the problem with just the vanity with your call sign. ICKPR. And of course, then there's mine. I guess we'll use it as an ID. WAFU.
Be there in a moment.
All righty, I can see the light. Hey, I see the light.
Don't go into the light.
Well, we certainly don't want to run it. So, all right, I'll see you when you pull up, WAFU.
Oh, he's pulling in. So he must be part of our group. I just don't recognize the call. All right. KEPW here.
Good morning, KEAWW here.
Hi, next week.
KC8MXG, listening and mobile.
KC8MXG, this is 86WY, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee.
Good morning. I'm mobile and I have a short memory, so I can't repeat your call back. This is KC8MXG, heading from Novi area. I'm going out to Selfridge this morning and thought I'd see if this radio works.
Very good. Call is November 6th, Whiskey Yankee. Name is Dave, D-A-V-E. And I'm located in Shelby Township, just finishing my morning stretch and getting ready to go down to the basement and do my walk on the treadmill. Nice day outside. Maybe I should be doing it outside, but I got a routine. I have to stick to it. So what takes you from Novi to Selfridge?
For a memorial service, but whenever I get out that way, I try to at least do a short tour through Selfridge. I was there in the 60s, and it's good for me to reminisce. It's a beautiful day out. Could be that I miss these beautiful days because I just came from the Upper Peninsula a few days ago, and man, did we have the smoke.
Being one of the worst city for air quality for a while, and it was really bad. I stayed indoors, kept the windows shut, and ran the air conditioning a lot.
We were in Hancock, Michigan, in Upper Peninsula. Typically, we do have a window air conditioner, but typically we don't need air conditioning up there, other than maybe 1 week out of a year, but. Man, the last 2 years, and this one especially, it's been a different world up there. Over.
I can imagine the unusual heat and the smoke. Yep. I shouldn't say it's unusual. Every so often you get this heat. It's a cycle within a cycle. So it's one of those things. Well, Steve, I've got my sock on, getting ready to put on my walking shoes. I'm going to listen for your final. I think you said your name, Steve. I'm sorry if it's not. But I do remember your call, KC8MXG. This is N6WY, listening for your final.
Jason, N6WY, this is KC8MXG, Paul, and I'll be clear. Thank you.
Okay, Paul. Well, I don't have a call list in my a call book in my handy talkie. It's an old handy talkie, and I just have to go by memory. And I'm surprised I remember your call, but not your name. KC8MXG. This is N6WY.
KC8MXG, mobile. I think I'm hitting the Detroit MI5 repeater.
KEWN on State Y1, mobile.
Trouble with wearing sunglasses,
and having a short memory, I can't respond to your call, but this is KC8MXG. Mulroy's sunglasses doesn't let me see the screen. Anyway, I'm mobile, and I think I'm in the Detroit area.
Yeah, I was going to say, I looked on the last herd, and I see it says you were in the Detroit machine with a minus 108. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey, November, then up in Bay City.
Talk to you on the way back from the Upper Peninsula. It was a lonely ride. I just came from Hancock 2 days ago, Hancock-Oakton area. This is KC8MXG, listening.
I copy that. So, sounds like a nice long ride from the UP.
Right, but it was good to get out of that smoke, but just about the time I left, it started clearing up for almost a solid week. We had so much smoke you could taste it. I mean, it was like your clothes smelled like you just walked away from an outdoor bonfire. Back to you.
I didn't mean a lot. I don't know. I've seen some photos up there. It was pretty rough, but honestly, it's worse than I ever seen it down here. We've had these wildfires every year where it's just flooding us with smoke for the last several years, a lot worse than in the past. Of course, I'm not from up here my entire life, so I can only go back so far. But yeah, that's just my observation.
I would have guessed from your accent that you weren't from the Bay City area. Tennessee?
Nope, you're only halfway there. You still got to go about another 10 or 12 hours south into southeast Louisiana.
Yeah, then you're a long way from home, but that accent hasn't left you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've clicked my sneakers together a few times and said there's no place like home, but somehow I'm still up here. Miss being at home a lot of days. It's not so bad up here either, though. It's pretty nice, gorgeous forest and stuff up here, especially in the northern part of the Lower Peninsula and the UP. Great country up there.
I lost part of your conversation. I am mobile, but I'm coming into the Detroit area, and I would have thought I would be very close to the MI-5 statewide repeater, and I don't know. Anyway, if I'm breaking up with you, just give me a bump and tell me, and we'll close this.
Which side of Detroit are you on again? And I don't know. I see on your last GX you were a minus 100 into the Detroit machine. So it's whatever direction you're going, it's gotten a little bit better than when you first started. See one there where you were minus 113 at one point.
Yeah, I'm heading eastbound out of the Novi repeater into the Detroit repeater. And I'm heading eastbound, so I should be heading real close to the repeater. I think it's around here, Fisher Building or something like that. I'm not sure myself. But, I should be getting stronger as I go on. And then a little later, I'm going to be heading out towards Port Huron, and I'll have to figure out what repeaters are out there.
Well, I've never helped them do any of the stuff in Detroit. Felt them in Macomb County and a lot of different other locations, but yeah, you're definitely getting better. That last one you were showed you were minus 82, so you're definitely getting a lot stronger into it. Mine, I'm down at M15 and M81, if you know where that's at, which is directly east of Saginaw, and my last one was X79 still into the Bay City machine.
It hit just a dead spot or something briefly, because all of a sudden your conversation just was completely broken up. But, yeah, you're real strong now to me. I don't have a meter because I'm mobile, and I just discovered that polarized sunglasses aren't real good with the screen on the handheld. Back to you.
Yeah, I on the one, like, a few transmissions ago, I see where it says there was, like, 1.4% loss, which was probably, that was probably in the network, but just assuming, because I've got a strong enough signal into the repeater itself, it shouldn't be dead air loss. I'd have to ask Fred for clarification on that part. I don't know, what kind of radio are you on, like make and model, and are you on a mobile or portable?
Al Bao Fang or BTEC, it's Chinese handheld. This is a 6X2, and it served me well after being out of the activity for probably 25 years or so. I bought one of these and became fascinated again with amateur radio.
I gotcha. Yeah, I'm on a Motorola XDR5550E, and it's the high power model, so it does like 20 to 44. I think I can crank it up as high as 48, but I've only got it doing 35 on high power. Of course, the antenna's on the roof, so it does a lot better on the roof versus the trunk since I'm running a little shot glass for an antenna. And of course, I have access to a service monitor at work, so anytime I feel like doing a PM on it and making sure everything's in tune good, I just bring it in and do what I do.
Just realize I would have to do something like with a microphone like we used, like I used a long time ago. It's hard to hold the handheld and drive at the same time, especially I'm getting in the middle of traffic here and trying to look around and seeing everything that's happening. I'm going to have to let you go for now. I'm in the middle of two trucks, and at 83 years old, I have some concerns about driving sometimes. This is KC8MXG, and I'll wait for your closing.
All right. Yeah, I'm in the country here on M15, and I'm fixing to go down 83, which is Guerra Road, and I'm going to head down to Frankenmuth for a few hours here. So, catch you a little later down the road or something. I didn't bring a portable with me. I guess I should have, but you take it easy and be careful there in the rat race. So KC8MSG from KE8MWN73.
Hello, it's Zulu Alpha Gold. XP statewide one.
KC8MXG. Mobile, and I think I'm on the Mount Clemens roaming now. KC8NXG listening. I think on the Mount Clemens repeater.
Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. Calling N8XP. N8XP, this is Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. N8XP. N8XP, this is Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf.
Good afternoon, N8XP.
Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf here. Copy. I hit the control. I hit the button before you got finished there. Come on back.
I can hear you. You hearing me okay?
Yeah, I do, Scott. And before, I know you tried to call me, and at the same time, my computer went belly up. So I had to fool around with it until now. I got it kind of working. I don't know. It's starting to go on the fritz here. So
Anyway, I just thought I'd seen you on there, so I thought I'd give you a shout. And Burnside, I checked on that, and they say they got a bad power supply out there, so I can't go direct to them. I have to use the hotspot here, so that's what I'm on right now. How does it sound? Back to you. XBKZG.
Sounds real good. For some reason, I thought you were going through one of the other repeaters. I didn't realize it. Yeah, it sounds really good. And it's I'm going, I got my handheld in with here, and I'm going through Mayville. So I didn't. I just happened to have the radio out. We went and picked up a donation this morning from somebody who was giving some equipment to the club, and took my radio with me and just happened to leave it on, and I heard you call, and I normally wouldn't even have it on, but it was sitting on the dining room table, and it's probably the first time I've heard my call sign called out in probably months.
Well, you never can tell, but listening to all the repeaters and around here and VMR and also the analog, there's very little usage on any of them. I'm surprised, but anyway, it was the same way when I was in Florida. We have all these repeaters and ways to access radio communications, and pretty much repeaters and VMR is almost non-existent as far as hearing anybody. So, all right, back to you, sir.
Very good. I'll get back to my chores. My wife's out seeing patients this afternoon, and I told her I was going to keep working on my bathroom remodel, so I got to get back to doing that, or she's going to tell me I didn't get anything done today. 7-3, have a good afternoon. KZAD, NHXP.
Okay, no problem, Scott. You better do that. I know what that's like. So we'll see you. Take care. N8XPKZAG, clear 7-3.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa listening. Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa listening. Stay pipeline.
88. MP from W8COP.
W8COP, 88MP. Hey, Christopher David here. How are you doing?
Doing good, David. Just had to reprogram the Connect System 800 here. Had to create a new code plug. I'm just wondering how the radio sounds.
You are sliding into the receiver, and your audio is excellent.
All right, roger that. Very good. I appreciate that. I accidentally bricked the radio and trying to redo the software, so I had to ship it off to Connect Systems, and they were a great company to deal with. I don't know if you're using any of their products, but... they didn't charge me anything but the shipping.
Well, that's pretty good. Connect Systems, I don't think I've heard of them yet.
They're a small mom-and-pop operation out of Encino, California. And picked up the radio used a few years ago, and somehow, I don't know how, but software got corrupted. And when I tried to update it to the latest firmware, well... And things didn't go too well, so, but it appears that I've got it rectified now.
Yeah, you're sound good down here. I'm a student of Mount Clements repeater. This sounds great.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm coming in through the Pinconning repeater. I'm up about 40 miles from the repeater, actually, and I'm up fairly high, so I'm able to get in on 440. Dave, thanks for the... thanks for the radio check, and I'll say 7-3. Have a great day.
7-3, Christopher, 88MP,
and I'll do that. K-E-8-L-A-X, statewide 1. K-E-8-L-A-X, statewide 1. W-8-L-F-A.